I'm Matty O'Boyle with Realear.com, and what we're going to do today on the blog is take a basic melody and fill it in. So when you're learning tunes, a lot of times what you do is you put on an album and you know, whatever you want to learn off the album, whether it's the bass line, the vocals, the guitar solo, whatever it is, you're learning it off of professional musicians who have already put their own interpretation onto the melody. So if you're just starting out, that can be quite difficult. So as a learning process to create ideal learning conditions so you can advance, I recommend working with basic melodies. Now, there's a lot of ways to do that. You can get like easy peasy folk songs or even child songs. And then those are usually fairly simple melodies, not always, but usually. And then what you want to do is you want to fill them out in the style that you want to play in. So each style of music has a certain constellation of sounds that make up the archetypical sounds, whether it's rhythm, melody, or harmony of that style of music. You want to internalize that vocabulary and then use it in order to make each tune your own. That's where the art of playing music comes in. So what I'm going to do is take the Backwater Blues, which is an old blues song. I believe it was written by Bessie Smith. Certainly she was the one who made it famous. And I guess her recordings date back to the mid-1920s. So it's an oldie but a goodie. And what I try to do is play the basic vocal line. And so when I play it through the first time, you're going to hear a lot of space because the vocal line, she sings, and then the band plays a little bit, and then she sings, and then the band plays a little bit. And then what I'm going to do is add little layers of complexity. And when I originally decided to record this, I made a first version of this blog, and I explained everything that I did. And then I listened to it, and I was like, wow, you know, we don't need all this talking. So I'm just going to work in layers of complexity, and I want you to listen to the layers of complexity and go ahead and figure out each one, and then generalize it. What's really happening here? Am I, you know, manipulating the rhythm? Am I making the rhythm more complex? Am I making it more simple? Am I putting something in? Am I taking something out? Am I actually adding a new kind of melody note? Am I adding some kind of repeating riff in the space between the vocal lines? Whatever it is, try and identify, think about, hey, what's really going on here in the music, and how can I use that idea, that strategy, to work on my own music? So it's not the particular kind of little notey notes or phrasey phrases that I play that are important here. It's the strategy. So that's what's going to help you go further, faster. So I'm going to be playing my fiddle. I'm going to be playing this in the key of G. And here's my D note. Here's my G. And my fiddle's going to sound kind of dead, and that's because I'm recording this early in the morning. I live in an apartment building with walls made of paper, so I always use a pretty heavy mute on my fiddle so my neighbors don't drag me out in the street and hang me from a lamppost. So here we go. We're going to play some Backwater Blues. Okay. So there you go. That's the Backwater Blues, playing just the basic melody with all the space for the band, and then slowly beginning to fill it in. And all you want, I want you to do is to notice the different strategies I used. Try it out. It's all single string work. In other words, I only played one note at a time, so you can use this for any instrument, including your voice. And of course, if you play guitars or pianos or accordions or any other instrument that can make chords, there's even much more you can do with this. So give it a whirl, and hopefully it helps you go further faster.